This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. British comedian Ricky Gervais is best known to American TV audiences as the bumbling boss David Brent in The Office, or the ever-hopeful wannabe actor Andy Millman in Extras. He is also one of the best stand-ups around. His one-man show, Out of England, was broadcast by HBO as a special last year. We'll have more on that in a moment. First, during our first conversation back in 2005, just as Extras was hitting the air, I wanted to learn about the subtle differences between his two most famous TV characters.
Andy Millman, the guy I play, is a little more self-aware than David Brent. He's not so much of a putz, but he's got his own demons, one of them being that he wants to be a successful actor and famous. But it's similar in his sensibilities, certainly. David Brent just wanted to be popular and loved. And Andy, he's been trying to be an actor for 5 years. He's got the D team around him. His agent is the worst agent in the world. Absolutely useless. He's just the worst. He's got a hapless sidekick called Maggie. He's his only friend in the world, really. But it's a real Stan and Ollie sort of relationship. This is a blind leading the blind. She is stupid. It's just out there. Her stupidity is out there. And it's these people rallying against the world, trying to make it.
I want to get to that idea that you talked about earlier about the sort of ambition of your character, the ambition of your character and the strivingness of him. And there's a clip I want to play where he's at a party and he's trying to buttonhole the producer of a film he's appearing on as an extra. Yeah. And they have a very funny back and forth where your character, Andy, is pretending that he knows all about Japanese cinema.
It's way over his head. He's got him way over his head. But of course, he has to ingratiate himself and he just wants to agree with everything and appear intelligent and erudite, and he's not. He just wants to say, just give me the line, OK? Just give me the line. But he has to go through this whole sort of wooing process.
Yeah, you say to someone, do you like Japanese cinema? And they say, no, can't get into it, boring. Oh. And you say, well, do you like The Magnificent Seven? And they say, yes.
Oh, yeah, they like that.
Think, well, it's a remake of The Seven Samurai.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course it is. Well, they didn't know that.
No.
Seven's the clue. I didn't just make that up. Oh.
Yeah. No, it really upsets me. I want everyone to love The Seven Samurai.
I love all the number films, really. Seven Samurai, Ocean's 11, Dirty Dozen, which is about as many as I think you can have on screen at once.
Ricky, how much of that is improvised?
None.
No,
it's all script. Same as The Office. People think The Office was improvised, but it's all on the page. We do that because what we found is in the early days of The Office, we went in with it sort of 80% scripted, and we did some things, and then we improvised, and we did, you know, and it gets a laugh on the floor because it's the first time they've heard it. But when you get back into the editing suite in the cold light of day, the written stuff is better.
And when you're doing the jokes, the sort of back and forth, your specialty that your character, both of your characters, the David Brent character from The Office and Andy Millman in this series, Extras, both of them love to push something to the point of uncomfortableness. They sort of dig themselves into a hole over and over again.
I'm not a person that's easily embarrassed, but I'm embarrassed for other people. I can't stand it. I can't stand someone being embarrassed. I don't know why. If someone slips over and the first thing I do is look around, I pretend I haven't seen it. It's just, I'm mortified for them. It's just an endless well, embarrassment. You can just keep getting it worse until you have to pull back and let the audience breathe. But yeah, I really love digging.
Let's listen to a clip where you're pretending to be a Catholic to impress a woman, and she takes you to a prayer meeting.
Yeah.
This is Andy, Father.
Hi. How are you, son?
Oh, you don't
have to do that. I'm not the Pope.
No, his old habits die hard. My old priest used to make me kiss him. On the ring. I do, and he's thinking, no, there's none of that going on. And that makes me sick as well, people saying. Priests are paedophiles and kiddie fiddlers. It's probably, I mean, they probably are. I mean, you probably know some, but there's no higher percentage of perverts in, but they, you know, they're in all walks of life, aren't they? Not, you know, there are nonces everywhere. But let's not exaggerate the issue, is what I'm saying. I've never been touched by a priest. I've been touched by God, not in that way, in the heart, but, you know, or...
It just gets more and more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really funny. It's just really, really...
But it's that's what being nervous and sort of out of your comfort zone does. It's the same in The Office when a black guy comes to the office and all he thinks is, I better show this guy I'm not a racist. So what does he do? Only talks about black issues. And it's just because he's not comfortable with himself. Same with Andy sometimes. Now, Andy's a lot cooler, But, you know, we all stumble. You know, none of us can just go, I'll forget it, and walk out. For a split second, we think we can get away with this. And, of course, you know, when you're caught, you're caught. But that wouldn't be the comedy and the drama if we let him off. We've got to make him squirm.
That's Ricky Gervais back in 2005. I spoke with him again in November of last year. It was right before the broadcast of his HBO show, Out of England.
I go on about how everything we learn as a child is you know, charged with morality, and they sneak in learning whenever they can, and politics from an early age, and I deconstruct some little sayings and fables, and then I get to Humpty Dumpty, and I admit I can't see the moral.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. All I can think is, don't sit on a wall if you're an egg. But again, how is that applicable to a five-year-old human? I mean, you tell that to a group of five, so don't sit on a wall if you're an egg. What do you mean if I'm an egg? I'm not an egg.
That bit started off about a minute, and then by the end of the gigs, it was like 10 minutes long when I started thinking of more and more ludicrous. Don't send horses to perform medical procedure. It's ridiculous. They haven't got fingers. It's going to be chaos.
What is it like doing your act? It is called Out of England, and it does have a lot of Britishisms in it. What is it like doing it in America? Do you get a different reaction to the jokes than you do at home?
It was great. I mean, I don't think it could have gone down better. When I first time I tried it at the Kodak in LA, it was great. It was it was my new favorite venue in the world.
I have to say, I was in that audience.
Thank you very much. You were one louder. It was absolutely great, and. Also, I must say that America is my mecca for entertainment. Everything I've ever loved has come out of America, from Lauren Hardy and Groucho Marx, early Woody Allen, even like wisecrackers like Groucho Marx, Bob Hope. Again, they were cracking jokes, they were cracking wise in the face of adversity, they were still the losers. No one wants to see unfeasibly handsome, clever people doing things brilliantly. They want to see a putt struggling and falling over, and the important thing is getting back up again. And that's David Brent, and that's Andy Millman. And that's, you know, every character I'll ever play. I just enjoyed myself more than I ever did before. And I want to keep that feeling now. You know, it's like I hit the ball perfectly for the first time. I felt that racket, and now I know where to hit the ball every time. And I can't wait to do my next show.
So do you like doing the live shows the best over doing TV?
That was a bad metaphor, wasn't it? Hitting a tennis ball. I lost people there. What does he mean, hitting a tennis ball? Does he play tennis on stage? What, is he an idiot? He'll have someone's eye out. Sorry, what did you say?
I don't know.
I'll answer it anyway.
Answer it anyway.
Ducks. I like ducks most, then owls, then penguins, in that order. If your question was, name your three favourite birds of all time.
Good.
Duck, owl, penguin.
And where's the comedy in a penguin?
Oh, come on. It's upright. It mates once a year. That they have to shuffle around with little short legs and keep the egg there. When a plane goes over, they look up and they fall on their back. They live on either rock, right, or they have to take their chance in the sea where everything is trying to eat it. It's intrinsically funny. A duck's funny because of the quack. An owl is apparently the only bird that can see blue.
Really?
Yeah. So if you're going to catch an owl, don't wear a denim jacket.
Comedian Ricky Gervais, we spoke last fall. There's more to come after this.